Wow. Welcome to the Judgmental Podcast. This is episode 13. I'm once again joined by my co-host, George Bushaw. How are you going, George?
How are you guys doing? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you, wherever you are. And we're back, episode 13.
We are. We had a little bit of a lull. I think last time we tried to record, I had two screaming kids. But we managed to get it sorted today, which is great. You built a chicken coop today, George. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, I was working on my hobby aspect of the game, building some some real life size terrain.
That's awesome.
To go along with the little farmstead that I have in Judgment with my Minotaur outhouse and my little
that's
shed.
Right.
I now
yeah.
keeping it. I'm going for a whole farm theme.
That's awesome. I actually got a new microphone today, so I'm trying that out for the first time. So hopefully that's sounding better. Hopefully it's a good microphone, so that should work. So that's good news. We've got a big show today. We've got a lot to talk about. So
sure,
let me just go through a general overview. So, so we'll talk about my Vassal semi-final, which was a little while ago now, but the final's coming up on Sunday.
That's right, Sunday, yeah. Big day.
Since we last spoke, Shan got revealed and got played on stream. I played against Jeff with her last week. So I'll talk about my thoughts on that, and we'll get George's thoughts as well.
Yeah, I actually managed to get a game with her as well in the meantime. So
yeah, because she's on Vassal now.
I got some feedback
well,
for you too.
She?
Oh, that's perfect. Right.
Yeah, great. I know some of the guys in the States, the guys up in Oregon, Northwest, they've been using her, proxying her as well, which is great. The pre-order for Jaeger is finally here. It's up tomorrow. So in about 13 hours or so. So that's a lot of people hanging out for that. So that's pretty exciting.
Right. Get your F5 buttons ready.
Yeah, that's right. Dorga Khan the summoned. So we've promised the summon rules of Dorga Khan for a while. He's getting revealed on stream tomorrow morning when I'm with Jeff. But I'll talk about it a bit today as well. And the illustration's been finished. And the sculpt.
Illustration, exactly.
Yeah. And the sculpt has actually started. So we've got lots.
Wow.
Yeah, the sculpt. I've seen the first bit of the sculpt. It's pretty amazing. His head. So that was pretty good. And then we've got a couple of tournaments on. MuseCon and Sydney this weekend. So we're getting bigger when we've got two tournaments on the other side of the world on the same time. So that's pretty cool. Right. So, George, Vassal, semi-final. So I played against Cheddar Caveman.
That's right, yeah.
It was a while ago now, maybe last week, I think. It was pretty cool. Now, Cheddar and I had two warbands. Five out of the seven were actually the same. When we played the game, only two were actually repeated. So we kind of dropped one of the ones and banned. Not on purpose, but just how it worked out. But I ended up having... It was a pretty epic game. It was awesome, actually. And I ended up winning. I won 5-3 in the end. I'm a little bit vague on the details by this stage, but I do remember, yeah, he had three. I was always kind of ahead, but it was really in the balance for a long time, and then I managed to get it out. So I'm actually playing against Chunky. Now, I'm streaming that Sunday evening Sydney time. So it's about this time, but it'll be on Sunday night. What time is it for you now, George? You're morning on Thursday? Are you?
It's 12:30 in the afternoon now, so just it'll be lunchtime for me if it's evening.
Right. And what day is it where you are? Are you Wednesday or Thursday? I'm confused.
I'm on Thursday right now.
Okay, yeah. So this is Thursday evening. We're about 8 hours ahead of you then. Okay. So this is Thursday evening, 8:30 here at the moment. So it'll be roughly around the same time as this on Sunday night. Now we are doing the world's first 31 hero draft because we're including Shan. I know.
Yeah.
And Chunky beat me in the 3-3.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's not really a 31 hero draft, right? It's a 30 hero draft because everyone in the world knows that you're going to ban Victor first.
Possibly. when everyone sees the Dorga Khan summon rules, I think definitely going to be banning him. yeah, and Chunky was in my pool in the round games in the 3-3. He actually beat me. He beat me in like top of turn two. It was ridiculously quick.
Yeah. I mean, we still have to find a good way to turn that into a verb
We do. It needs a name, doesn't it?
Getting chunked.
You're
you know, which is when you lose in turn two
because
and
he did it
your
to you
opponent
as
only
well.
has one soul and they just, he just absolutely
He did it to me in the rounds. He did it. Yeah, he did it to you in the quarterfinals, didn't he? That's right.
Yeah. So you got to watch out for that this time, because if he does it to you twice, you know, the shame will
Yeah,
be
I know. Yeah.
everlasting.
So it's going to be a little bit harder. Oh, maybe not, actually. No, he did it for you on the Scorched Earth, didn't he? So Scorched Earth, don't know the...
Don't roll map fight.
No, yeah, I know. That's the one with the advanced effigies, right?
Yeah. That one is just brutal.
So we don't know the map yet. We'll find out on the day, which is how it should be. And we... 31 heroes. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be massive. So... Can't wait. I'm really happy that I made it. It's been a pretty good tournament, actually. I've pretty like a lot of good players, and
it's been fantastic. I think the first Vassal League was fun because like the whole Vassal mod was pretty new at the time, so it was still everyone kind of getting to grips with the idea of playing Judgment online, like properly, and it actually like taking it like, you know, seriously, like real games, you know.
Yeah.
And I think in the second Vassal League, it's really matured into like a proper league with like good quality play. Everyone has got the mechanics of interacting with Vassal like under their belt, and now we're just seeing really good quality play, really good warband selections, different metas meeting up, and we, you know, we get to see, you know, what's what, and you know, whose ideas are the best, and you know, it's great. So I think we found out a lot during this Vassal season. I think we've gotten a lot of information, and I think everyone's managed to really play test their ideas, you know, and make a lot of progress.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think it's been one of the things it's been really good for is the ability to bring the communities together. It's really helped grow the Discord community, and yeah, I think it's been fantastic. So I've really enjoyed it. Now, we've got a lot of people already asking about season 3.
Season 3, that's right. Yeah, now, we might have to move that up pretty quickly, because the demand seems to be massive.
It's massive. And there's going to be multiple pools. I'll work out again like last time. It depends how many people we get. We'll try to do the pools geographically, so you get to play people in your time zone. But I said we're going to wait until we do the patch. Now, the patch is not far away now. It's only 5 weeks until the next patch hits, which is the 1st of July. We normally release the patch about 2 weeks before for people to get familiar, get all the apps updated. So that's going to be soon, and it's a really good patch. Like, the difference thing is now we're getting so many players. We had a lot of data come in with the Vassal League because we recorded all the stuff. And the API that I'm building is almost finished. So for the Vassal League, it will be finished. So we'll be able to submit the results ourselves using the app that I've created. So that's going to be fantastic. And that will record all the stats automatically instead of me manually doing it. So the next league's going to be great. And it's going to be, like I said, after the next patch. When is that? July. We might possibly reveal another hero by then. Maybe. Yeah.
Ooh.
Believe it or not. Yeah, we've got a few on the boil at the moment. We'd like to get them out early because you get a lot of chance to test them. But even if we don't, we'll have the 31. But yeah, so that's going to be huge. So I can't wait for that.
First and most important question, is it going to be a Griffin rider?
Oh my God. Those who are on the Discord channel will know Cheddar Caveman pretty much every day asked me to create a Griffin rider. He's been doing it. So he's backed us in both Kickstarters, Chad. I'm almost certain he's been doing it for like 2 years, like since the first Kickstarter. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. Absolutely. No, I remember him like almost immediately being like, oh, I can't wait till the Griffin hero comes out. And I was like, what? What
Griffin? I'm going to fit that on a 15-year-old.
Do you know something
base.
I don't?
I heard a Pegasus rider the other day. That's more realistic because we could probably get away with it on
But, Griffin on a 50 mil base is going to be if you make it a baby Griffin, like a little baby Griffin ridden by a goblin.
I think he's forgotten the scale. Nightflyer is watching us on the stream. Hey, Nightflyer, and he felt there's a lot of growth through the Vassal League, which I agree. I mean, the game's been growing pretty much exponentially in the last 2 months, I'd say, 2 or 3 months. So Yeah, that's been really good. And he's pretty
I think
hyped.
it's, yeah, I think if you combine the strong multinational online presence with the real life presence you've had this year with the big conventions, especially the big American conventions,
Yeah.
I think if you add those two together, it makes for a game that has a lot of growth.
Yeah,
Because
I agree.
you reach so many people, you know,
Yeah.
you reach people at the conventions where you meet the gamers who aren't exposed to it. You bring those people in, and then they check you out online, and then they go, "Wow, there's this whole community, and everyone is really helpful and friendly, and I can play this game on Vassal, and I can try stuff out and see if I like it." And
Yeah.
it's just
The
fantastic.
barrier of entry is pretty low, to be honest, because you can proxy and play and download the rules and play
Yeah, you can
Vassal
just
and
print it out and play it on your kitchen table.
so it's pretty good.
In fact, most IKEA kitchen tables
They are 2 foot,
are perfectly sized to play Judgment.
yeah. Which is awesome. Speaking of conventions, I'll just muck the order around, but MuseCon is on this weekend, in the States, and Cheddar Caveman's going there, I think. It was at Nightflyer, or I think it might be going as well, and they're taking all their Judgment stuff. There's some sort of event going on, so that's going to be fantastic. And I'm pretty sure I spoke to Muse, they're going to be selling Judgment stuff there as well. So we've got a good chance of getting some new players again. I know the guys who do the Judgment Day podcast. You haven't heard that, listen to it. Please have a listen. It's amazing. So it's the Judgment Day. And there's always links on our Judgmental Facebook group. But yeah, they're talking about the growth, and they've got a tournament coming up in there in about 2 weeks, I think, as well. So they've got 12
Yeah.
players, I think. They've got a pretty
Yeah,
decent
that's
turnout.
right. Yeah, they have a pretty big tournament coming up. I actually helped one of the guys out to because he has a laser cutter, so he's going to make some monster
Oh,
standees from
you
Perspex.
sent him your standees. Yes, that's right. I saw
Yeah, yeah,
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be cranking out a couple of those so that he can get all the monsters produced for the tournament, so that everyone, you know, all the tables will have enough monsters on them, which you
Awesome.
know, it's a perfect utilization of the technology, you know, for TOs, that kind of stuff is just absolutely perfect. You can just plop down monsters, they're really durable and really easy to use and easy to transport
Yeah, for sure.
and cheap to make.
Nightfly is the guy who's going to. He just told me he's going there. He's leaving in T minus 24 hours to be on the road. So he's going to be at MuseOnCon as well. So if you are listening, I mean, we're going to put this out tonight. So if you are listening, can you get down there, have a game with the guys? It's going to be fantastic. So that's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's going to be. I mean, MuseOnCon is always. It's a multi-game system
Yeah,
convention,
it
isn't
is.
it?
Yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
it's got a lot of games. It's got a lot of
Yeah.
people there, and you know that's. Like I said, you know, if you guys are down there and you have some Judgment minis and a board with you, just
Yeah.
plop it out on one of the tables, and
Have a
people will
go.
come up to you and just have a game, you
Yeah.
know. And because it's the reason why I love Judgment, bringing it and doing demo games, is that it's so easy for people to learn that you can actually have a good, enjoyable, fun, and challenging demo game,
You can.
and so that you don't have to coach someone for 40 to 50 hours and then you're like, good, now you can play on my level, Padawan. You know, it's just like, no, just sit down, take a seat. Play a game, you know, if they have any kind of tabletop experience whatsoever, they will just slot right into
Yeah,
Judgment and
they will.
they'll
Nightfly's
be
planning on
set.
doing demos all weekend, he said. That's fantastic. So
That's
that's great.
awesome, dude.
Right, so that's MuseOnCon. So, right, Shan. Now, Shan is the latest hero that we have revealed. So the order of revealing and coming out is, so we've got Jaeger's been revealed, obviously, and he's going on sale tomorrow. And he's going to be available. He'll be sent out before we do Gen Con. But Shan is a special hero we slotted in that she's going to be released, pre-released at Gen Con, and released a month later. And then we've got Fazeal as well. So Shan is a new Orc Defender. If you haven't seen it, you can go check it out on the website, or there's on our YouTube channel as well. So she is awesome. She's a massive model. We're going to plan to make a massive model. The sculpt has been done. We revealed it. She's currently being produced. It's already started. I have seen the first prototype of Shan in a photo. I will have one in my hands possibly in about a week or two at the most. So super exciting. So I'll have her physically on stream soon. But yeah, and she looks amazing, man. So I played a game. I proxied her on the table against Jeff last week on our Friday stream. She was immense. She's pretty good. Like, so it's a little bit different. The thing she doesn't do as a defender, she doesn't mitigate the damage directly. Like, Dhonrakar takes the hit, Thoramal gives plus two res, Marcus can give plus one res, and Skoll can give five temporary health, etc. So can Skye, and he can also spread damage. She doesn't do any of that, but what she does do is give cover, and if you do it well, it's amazing. So even in combat, cover is hard covers one minus one dice, so it's like an extra agi. And to
That's
shoot,
right. Yeah. So she doesn't interact with hit points, but she interacts with your dice pool that people have,
and
which is a big deal.
yeah, it's plus one agi against magi users and plus two agi versus RNG users. So it's really clever. Now, the other thing that she does is two other abilities that really stood out for me when I used her. One is the ability to 4-inch push someone towards her. And
Yeah,
it's,
get behind him.
yep, yeah. And it's not a direct, not directly towards. So you can do little tricks where as long as it's going closer, you can tuck them in behind, get them out of positions. Now, because it's a push, they're immune to parting blows. They don't get parting blows. So you can push them out of a combat behind her as well. So, yeah, I used it a couple of times on the stream and she was amazing. Now, the other thing that she's got is Hammer Smash, I think it's called from memory. I'm just looking up right now.
Hammer smash, yeah. One
Yeah.
action, one fate within target model within 2 inches of his four true damage and
Yeah.
6 inch directly away,
So I use
placed.
it as a finisher twice. Four true damage is pretty intense. So you can charge in, do damage to someone, and then just do four true damage. Now, I think I killed Ashtooth once to get some fate, double fate and a level.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I did it in one of his characters. So she's pretty good. She's really good, actually. And I think we've changed her card. So her level two has become an innate ability now instead of one action. And we've called it Shield Thrust. So the first time any model charges her each turn, they get D3 plus one damage. So it's automatic now.
Right,
Before it
it's
was an action
automatic.
and it just was a bit messy. It wasn't really, but as an innate ability, the first time, it's quite cool. So she's got that now. So yeah, she's super cool. I'm really excited about her hitting the table because she does change things up. And I think, to be fair, Defenders and Soul Gazers to me are probably the two most probably balanced and really dynamic classes. What do you think, George? Like, defender class, it's hard to pick, right? They're all pretty good.
The defenders, I think, are some of the best heroes in the game. I think the defender class, I think, without a doubt, all of the defenders are really, first of all, they're very good at defending. Like, they really, if you want strong shrine play, you gotta bring defenders. You just do. They're very efficient, usually, in terms of action and fate usage. They don't. Normally they don't tend to be super expensive. You don't have to load them full of items and use a fate damage ability every single turn. Potentially Shan may be a little bit different than other defenders in that regard, in that her fate ability is so good that you
She's similar to
really
Sky like that as well.
want to use it every turn. But we'll get to that later. But I think the defender is one of the hardest categories to be a new hero in because it's so competitive and the defenders that are already out there are so good and so useful that you really gotta bring something unique in order to kind of make a dent there and to make people switch away from the defender that like she's the first time that I've ever looked at Skoll and thought, you might be staying at home tonight, buddy. Because up until now, it's been Skull
There's
all
been a lot of chatter
day.
on Discord. So Cheddar Caveman has got a tendency when he gets smashed, he rants about the hero that smashed him. But in this instance, it was Skoll. And as I often, I mean, I read everything that goes on in Discord, which is getting difficult these days because there's so much chatter. But I do try to keep track of things. And there was a big discussion around Skoll. And Kyriakos just mentioned Skoll on the stream where he thinks he's the most versatile. So he is. I mean, Skoll does do a lot of different things.
He's the closest defender to a hybrid.
And to be fair, the only defending he really does is give the five temporary health. Because
yeah,
other than
in
that,
which it is which is technically not really a defender thing. That's more of a like he's more of a healer.
Yeah,
he is a the actual defending that he does for me is that I run him solo at shrines, and then he face tanks monsters for me as well.
Yeah, another thing you
like
do.
If I'm in a situation where I know that I'm going to catch a monster to the face, I'm going to make sure Skull is the one to take that hit.
I mean,
that's what he does.
The thing he doesn't do that Dhonrakha and Thrommel do extremely well is hold shrines. Now, I think their ability, like level 2 for Thrommel and level 1 for Dhonrakha, the ability not to be pushed and that kind of stuff, is massive in the game. So I think those two bring that to the table, and Skull doesn't really do that. The thing about Skull as well, so different to Shan and Marcus and even Skye, is that someone like an Astarion, particularly with the Ring of Power, just eats him up, right? So she ignores his res. He's susceptible to shooting. If Alan Deere makes him his marked target, and gets aiming off, and like, yeah, he can go down. He can be a bit of a pincushion. I think if you're in a meta with a lot of melee, and I know that some of the emerging metas that they always talk, Minotaurs are going crazy and Zonya's going crazy, and so Bastion's really important because they're all melee. But I have seen Skull, and I've used Skull a ton, but if you're against a shooting meta, he does bring him back to the field a bit, where a Marcus or a Shan, being Agi 4 and Res 2, they're really good against the shooting guys. So it's one of those things. And Marcus has got his wall as well. Like, yeah, I tend to think, yeah, anyway, interesting. I mean, I like them all. I don't think Skull is in a hit zone where we think he needs a nerf bat. I think he's solid. His Mystic Head might be a lot better than the Warrior Head. People tend to think that, but I don't think the Warrior Head's that bad. I think
people don't have enough experience with the Warrior Head to really be able to say that at this point.
Yeah.
I think, although I'm not sure, maybe the level 3 ability is, level 3 Warrior ability is a little bit underused.
Yeah. I mean, in the right situation,
but the level
it's 2
is very strong.
Yeah, the level 2, yeah. I think it's interesting. So, as always, when I see online chatter like this, like when Rakir wasn't getting used or getting, everyone thought he was no good, I started using him. I'm going to start using Skull and Tuts taking the Warrior Head because I'm just, I see it as a challenge. but I have seen...
Well, also because nobody expects it, right? People don't plan their turns. If you're planning your turn against a Thrommel, you know for a fact that a knockdown and a stun is coming way.
Yeah,
you've got to
right.
deal with that.
Yeah.
Which means you need to either save up Fate to shake it, you got to do some kind of anti-knockdown tech or whatever, right? Against Skull, you never see it coming. And that's why I think people get upset with Skull, is because he's very unassuming. You know, he's just kind of big and meaty and stands in the way. And, you know, he'll do a couple of points of damage. He'll put out a bulwark. He'll contest a shrine. But on some turns...
Yeah,
he just goes from 0 to 100 miles an hour, and those are the turns where either he gets to someone that is carrying 2 or more souls, in which case, see ya.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Soul burn is just super clutch.
It's clutch.
Or
yeah.
He does something like using the warrior head to knock and stun someone that you weren't expecting, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't deal with it because you didn't save up any fate to shake it.
Yeah.
Or positioning himself in such a way that he can use the mystic heads to completely derail your aggressor that was about to go in and get a kill.
And that's how Tony won. So Tony played, Cheddar's had a history of losing this to Skull, because at the final of the tournament at Adepticon, Tony did that. He shut Cheddar down with level 3 Skull. So Rakir was charging in and everything was an extra action and all this kind of stuff. So it really stuffed him up.
Especially Rakir. I mean, Rakir hates that.
Yeah,
the mystic does. Abilities more than anybody else.
Yeah, he does.
Like having to spend an action to an extra action to
do
put down.
Toxin.
Like, Toxin. That's it. That's his entire activation.
It's pretty devastating.
The sequence of activation is messed up.
And if you find yourself knocked down at Skull's feet, you hear about that pretty quick as well. I mean, the thing is, it's interesting. We talked about Shan and Skye having awesome fate abilities, and even Thrommel's is really good. So the thing is with Skull, his fate ability is useless early, but it's a good late game one where if you're losing, you can bring you back into the game because you can blow people up carrying souls. But anyway, I think it's interesting conversation. I like seeing people talk about that like that. It's really good to see healthy debate around heroes. And so, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Plus, also, people have there are individual variations in playstyle. And that's why it's nice to have different defenders that have different feels, different playstyles, because you find the one that suits you. Which brings us to our next topic. I love Shan. Shan is fantastic. I've had a chance to play with her, and I think she really suits me, potentially even more so than Skull does. There's a couple of reasons why. Well, first of all, she has Get Behind Me, okay? So her 4-inch pusher friendly model towards, not directly towards, towards, which is a big deal. It's essentially a friendly telekinesis, right? Slash a mini sticks ability, right? You don't quite have the same distance and not quite the same perfect placement because you have to line up the push lane, but in most situations it is good enough to really get the job done. And I love movement shenanigans, and I absolutely freaking love this ability, especially when you combine it with the heavy cover. It's so good. It's
It is
so good.
amazing. I
And
tell you, sorry, keep going, go.
the thing that I love about this ability the most, about the heavy cover, right, the Pavise shield, is that it synergizes with other defenders.
Yeah, it does. I know.
So as soon as Shan came out, once I read Shan's card, that was the first time that I genuinely thought, hey, maybe I should give Thromle a try. Because Thromle and Shan tag teaming their soul gazer up the field is just going to be so brutal. Because Shan is going to be able to pull people into Thromle's bodyguard range. So I can pull a friendly soul gazer towards me, give him hard cover, and he'll still and put him in range of Thromle's bodyguard, and it'll be ridiculous. Like, no way you kill that soul gazer. No way.
No, I think it's it. I mean, it's true what you just said there. She's because the other defenders normally have the caveat where they can't help other defenders, but she gives cover to other defenders. So
And
it's
that's what makes her really unique, is she opens up the multiple defender list build, right? As soon as she came out, I was talking to, I think it was Nightflyer actually. We were just kind of playing around with some warband builds, and the idea of a triple defender, triple RNG damage dealer build came about pretty quickly.
That's awesome.
And if you think about it, it's actually pretty brutal. So I think it was Don Rickard, Thromle, and Shan, backed up by, I believe, Alan Dear, Istariel, and Victor.
Okay, wow.
With then in the seventh slot, I think that one is free. You can either put in like a Soul
A soul
Gazer,
gazer,
preferably maybe even a Soul Gazer 5 hybrid as well. If you put in that slot, Styx Bastion. Those ones, and then you just but I think we ended up with Svetlana. Yeah, I think we ended up with Svetlana because you just make this unkillable bowling ball, and you just throw it at your opponent, and it's just this dwarven orc brick wall of res 2+, right? And behind that you have two or three range
Range
damage dealers
guys,
just putting in the work. And because Shan, what she's really good at is she's great at interacting with ranged DPS heroes because she can pull them to safety.
I think she
That's
came
a
up.
big deal.
I played a game on Vassal with Jeff last night, actually, did a play test session, a lot of the new stuff that hasn't come out yet. But I was using Shan and I had Fazil, and it was the map where this. There was Ashtray right in the dead center of Scorched Earth. There was a random monster come as Ashtray. So I used Shan to pull Fazil into range so he could charge from the and then get his second attack to drop Ashtray. Like it was
It's
normally he
such
can't
a
reach.
flexible
Yeah,
ability.
it's
Absolutely.
huge.
No. It's so good. So turn one, and Turn one, you use it as a offensive ability. Well,
Yeah.
turn one, you use it as a board control ability
Yeah.
for PvE, aka getting monster kills.
Yeah.
Turn two, you can use it as an offensive ability to extend the threat range of one of your melee guys. And then turn three onwards, you use it as a defensive ability to pull either your melee guys who have committed out of range or to pull a range DPS who has, someone dived in on him to safety so that they can aim, activate,
And
shoot, shoot,
shoot,
shoot.
yeah. Yeah, it's got a lot of, so I mean, and the thing about, so with Fazil and Jaeger have been announced ages ago and everyone's still waiting for them. And with Shan, she's coming out soon. Like, she's not that, she's going to be at Gen Con for pre-release, which is the 1st of August. So we're looking at, you know, it's not too long that she's going to be, in 9 weeks, people are going to have her on the table. Like, it's, which is really cool. So, yeah, I think she's great. So if you wanted to learn more about Shan, there's the last two videos on our YouTube channel, and it's Play Judgment, the YouTube channel. If you go there, you've got the Shan when we release the sculpt, and Jeff and I talk about it, and then we've got an actual game where she's playing played. So if you want to learn more about Shan, you can check it out.
And also, on top of that, she also has a general atmospheric thing, which I really love, which is the shield slam, which sounds something like this: "My name's not Jaren, and you're out." Right?
That's
And
awesome.
the reason why I love this is personally because I used to play a lot of World of Warcraft, and I was a tank. I was a sword and board tank, and my favorite thing to do was when you're doing PvP is to finally get within striking distance of that wizard who's shooting fireballs at you from like
And
500
shield
meters
slam
away
them. Is
and
that
just
what? Yeah,
shield slamming the
that's a love that
crap out of
ability.
him.
That's a love that ability.
Oh, it's so satisfying when you finally reach and just go smash. And the way that the rules are written in this really drives that home. Like, you can just see her, like, just imagine this giant orc just bearing down on you and just absolutely smashing your face in with this, like 1.5 meter tall shield or something,
It's
right?
gonna
That
be
weighs
awesome.
like 300 pounds or something ridiculous. It's like getting hit by a car.
I think it's no, I agree. I think
It's
it's just it's gonna
crazy.
look cool too.
And
The shield and the sculpt looks amazing as well, so
oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think she's definitely shot to the top of my charts in terms of how excited I am to play her. I just played her the other day against one of the newer members. I believe his name was he's Guard Dog
Oh
on Discord.
couple of, yeah, he's playing a lot actually.
He's been cranking out a whole bunch of games, and I played him for his first 5v5 on Vassal, and I ended up actually I just kind of randomly threw together a warband of some cool stuff that I thought I wanted to try out, and it actually ended up being really, really powerful. And I actually ended up kind of, maybe going a little bit too hard on someone
So he's
who's
just
just
starting.
learning the game
Oh, just
because
beating
I
out
ended up.
noobs. That's awesome.
Because, well, the thing is, I brought a pretty tricky warband. So I had Styx, I had Shan, I had Victor, Alan Dear, and I think it was Thorgar.
The first three bring around a lot of movement shenanigans, with Victor going to souls and
Exactly.
Shan
Yeah,
and Styx moving people around.
I had four guys who teleported or moved or placed or pushed. So I'm not sure who my fifth one was, but and we played it on the actual Fire and Earth map, so there was the teleportation rings as well. So my entire warband was just teleporting all over the place, and I personally love it because now I have a backup Styx. If you let me play Styx and Shan together in the same warband, you're not getting any of my heroes
Yeah, that's right.
because I'm just going to pull them to safety, including a double pulling to safety. I can pull a friendly hero about 14 inches across the table to get away from whatever guy you use. So I ended up like with an Alan Dear on 3 hit points, a Victor on 5 hit points. My entire warband was in single digits, and he didn't ever manage to get the kill on them because I always had someone ready to pull them out. And if you combine that with a ranged DPS that my Victor and Alan Dear were cranking out every turn, it's pretty brutal, and it's super maneuverable, and it loves the teleportation circles even more, because I was doing stuff like teleporting to the other side of the map, walking, and then recalling friendly heroes to my position.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I it's
Pretty nice.
that sort of movement stuff is priceless. And the last few streams I've had playing against Jeff, I've always had those clutch guys that can do movement, like even Cavado. It just makes such a difference to the strength of the warband. It really does.
And the thing is normally the heroes that have really powerful movement abilities are all super squishy. And that's why I love Shan, is
She's
because
not,
she's not that. She is super strong, super tough, and she has the movement shenanigans. And she has like a little mini TK, right? Hammer smash, if you place it correctly, it essentially functions like telekinesis.
Yeah, it's really good.
I can hammer smash you into that ash tooth that happens to be sitting 8 inches over there.
It's amazing. So I think so with the I think talking about the teleportation circles as well, in the game against the Vassal League against Cheddar, he was a chance of winning the game, and I spotted it. He had a Shadow Wall from Rakir within 2 inches of my effigy, and another person on the teleportation circle, and I managed to. People don't forget this. I managed to get rid of the. I spent my first action with Fazil to get rid of the Shadow Orb, then walk five and stand over the ring,
The ring to
and it
block
and he
the
couldn't
exit.
teleport. It was it's real. So if you want to see that Vassal game, it's not on YouTube. It's still available on our Twitch stream. So if you go to our Play Judgment on
Twitch
Twitch,
VODs.
you can see the VODs. It's still there. I'm looking at it now. It's had 22 views, so people have a look at it. But yeah, you should check it out. So. It was a really good game, and also the Shan videos on there as well. But yeah, so cool. The new
Very
map.
excited for this one.
I think so. Just looking at the Twitch chat, we've got Nightfly always thinks Marcus is probably one of the best at keeping defenders alive, keeping friends alive, with his wall and his plus one res. Like I said at the top before, the defenders, they're all pretty good. They're really good. It's a really good class. So
And now
it's
you can, and now with Sean, you can double stack defenders. You can even triple stack defenders and not have really big problems. It's very exciting times for people who enjoy playing defenders.
I said someone asked us on Discord actually. You can actually so the next topic, George, sorry, is the release of Jaeger.
Yes.
So this has been a long time coming, but we're very excited. There's two places you can pre-order him. You can pre-order him direct from us on the Judgment website, which is judgment.game, or you can
Okay.
get them from DGI, Discount Games Inc., which is Jay Larson's website. So he's the only retailer that's got it for pre-order. You can either get it from there or from us. We're doing free shipping. I think Jay might be, I'm not sure. And we do ship direct from the States.
Yeah,
So.
I think Discount Games has like once if you order over a certain amount, you get free shipping.
And people have asked me, can they use the free shipping to add other things to the cart? The answer is yes. It's like a free shipping bonus. So if you want to get Jaeger and other things, you can get free shipping. That's fine.
Yeah, like if you haven't gotten your Scorched Earth map, now
Yep.
would be the time to
How's it get
throw
it?
that one in the shopping basket.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, they're the two places. So we're looking at about
And all of your other models are back in stock, right? Your Wave 1,
yeah,
Wave 2
everything's in
guys.
stock. At the moment, on
Okay,
our
so for
judgment,
you guys looking to get score some sneaky Lorry Bellas, get on
They're all
that
there.
underplayed hero. I'm gonna
It
make it my
is.
mission
It is. I'm not.
to get some more playtime with her.
Yeah, she doesn't get the love that she deserves. There's no way. But yeah. So yeah. So there'll be and it'll be on pre-sale for a couple of weeks, I'd imagine, until we sell out the pre-sale stock, which. Yeah, it depends how popular it is, but I'm thinking, yeah, if so, I know that Jay's got a bunch of stock as well, so they're the two places you can get it, which is great, and we'll be shipping them at the same time. And it's a good way to get it free shipping, and you're going to get it first. So we will ship, so it's actually shipping, I think it's the middle of July, and we won't be doing retail till Gen Con, so you'll have it before anyone else gets it if you get it pre-ordered, so which is
If
good.
you get the pre-order. Yeah, pre-order is always the, I mean, it's the quickest way to get your models, and it's also the cheapest way to get your
You get it
models.
free shipping as well.
And it's really good for the producers, because it lets them know exactly how much they need in terms of production and
It's really good for us. It's not as much of a pre-order as a Kickstarter, where it's a year, but it does give us it does give us a bit of a leg up to get some pre-order sales. So if you are into Judgment and you want to support and you want to get this awesome model, he's available tomorrow.
And he's made in the new plastics, right?
Yep, it's one piece like plastics.
One piece plastics. Wow.
So there's no breakages. There's no breakages. It's sturdy. It's such a nice model. It really is.
Yeah.
And I heard it's like a solid piece.
It's heavy. So the one I had ages ago, the one that I'm painting, I've been putting pictures up. That's actually the prototype, but we actually got sent a copy of the production one. So Jeff's got that one, and it's amazing. It's the plastic is heavy. It's solid. It's a solid piece. Yeah, it's really good.
Nice.
Because it's a plastic alloy, right? It's PVC and something else. It's not.
Yeah. Some super fancy high tech.
Yeah.
21st century super plastic.
That's right.
I'm really looking forward to him. He's just super good here. He's just, like I said, every single game that I've played where I had a Jaeger on the other side of the board to me, I've lost that game. I have yet to defeat him.
Oh really? So, wow, your nemesis.
I genuinely have yet to defeat Jaeger. I always try to ban him. I just or I think maybe now that I'm kind of getting some more higher agility heroes in my warbands, maybe that will improve.
Yeah,
but if you play heavy on the agility 3, you should be scared of Jaeger. He will scary. Undo all of your work.
Yeah.
Like, my Svetlana hates that guy.
he's good, man.
So bad.
He's good.
So bad.
Kyriakos will be on pre-order for at least about 2 weeks, I'd say. Maybe three. But yeah, so you got plenty of time. But if we do have a restricted number, so if it sells out, it'll go earlier. But I'm just not going to, tell lies. I think there's enough to last a couple of weeks at least, so you should be fine. Cool. All right. That's Jaeger. Now on the stream tomorrow, Jeffrey and I are going to play a special stream. So because we're now going to talk about Dorga Khan, the summoned, and so I'm going to use Victor in tomorrow's stream, and he's unbannable, and I'm going to be debuting the Dorga Khan, the summoned version. And Jeffrey's going to use Jaeger to celebrate the pre-sales, and he's unbannable as well. So I've put up in Discord for anybody to the last couple of weeks I let them pick my warband, so I've done it again. So I'm using Victor's locked in, but there's 6 spots that people can give me warband ideas, and I'll play it on stream tomorrow. So that's good. So now Dorga Khan the summer. Now George, I actually haven't sent you the. Do you want me to do that now? I can send you the card. Now it's going to go. We're not going to announce it. I don't want to talk about everything today because we're going to reveal it tomorrow. But I'm happy to sort of get some chatter going. I'll just give you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already know the basics, the basic abilities of Dorga Khan. So we'll just review that for the people who don't know him. A, he's a super awesome demon who wields a big demon blade that does a lot of damage. Great.
Yeah.
B, he has wings. And he flies super fast, especially the more souls you're carrying, the faster he flies at you. So out of all the monsters, he has the biggest threat range. Something like 9 inches at some point he can have.
Can be.
Threat range.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ridiculous. And, he is very tough, hits very hard, but is also worth a lot if you kill him.
So we have...
the monster.
Yeah.
You get, obviously, the demon blade. Mm-hmm. But if you kill the... summoned version.
Yep, so we'll go through that now. So for people who are watching the stream, the color illustration, the final illustration is actually in the background. You can see it. So
God, he looks terrifying.
He does. He looks awesome. The summoned version has he retains a lot of the abilities. Now, one of the things I didn't want to do was just completely change him from monster to summon. So he's very similar. We just balanced him so he made a bit more sense. He's 2 fate and an action to bring into play. So that's the first difference. But he has both...
He's a big boy, what can I say?
Yeah, he has both the same attacks. He's got the same mill and the same magic statistics, same hit points, the same agility. So he's just as hard to kill. He does have the Soul Hunter, so he gets a +1 mill damage and movement when he's charging someone with souls. So he's an anti-soul guy. He does retain fly. Now he's still a lesser being, so he only gets 2 actions. He's exactly the same as Argraf and the same as Zarin skeletons. So once he charges, it's the only attack he gets. If you start melee with him, he can get two attacks on you, basically. But he's speed 5. It's pretty decent speed base. Now...
Yeah, exactly. He's speed 5. He has wings.
Yeah.
And he has a really good melee attack with good damage and, you know, the curse, which can sometimes really, you know... Spin the table.
It can. Yeah, and so George touched on, so if he dies, the backlash, the Eldritch Discharge is D3 plus 2 to Victor. Now, this is a model with 12 base hit points, right? So
that's pretty brutal. That's almost half.
Now, the other thing that he gets that, George, it's not actually on your card, is if you kill him, you get a level and a fate.
Which is fair.
Yeah. So
we're talking about a 12 hit point agility 4.
Yeah, that's right.
Summoned model. This is not a skeleton that you just swipe aside with one hit, right? This is going to take you probably a whole activation, if not more, to kill, depending on how good your melee stats is.
And it's not a bounty. We have to be within 2 inches. It's just clear. So I'll see if I can send you the card. So I just
Almost like getting a hero kill.
It is. It's what it is. Instead of getting a soul, you get the fate, but you get level as well. It's called demonic favor. So that's the So I think his balance. We've played him a fair bit. We're relatively happy with him. He still might get tweaked. His card version is still only 0.4. So we've got scope. And it'll be a little while before we're trying to get him and Fazil out for Warfare Weekend in the States, which I think is in September or something. So, yeah, he's got away a while before he's out. But, we're pretty happy with this version of him.
I think this is super exciting. This is kind of the Warlock lifestyle is always one of sacrifice, right? And of high risk, high reward.
That's right.
Playstyle, right? Yeah. So I think this really goes into that whole vibe of like, this is powerful, but it's super risky and it can backfire on you.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you kill Victor, then any creatures he's summoned die as well, correct. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So there you go. There's your balancing factor. If you think this guy's too powerful, you always have to keep in mind that he is attached to a 12 hit point model.
That's right.
Which not... And if you kill that, then this thing goes away as well.
And it's two fate to bring it. So thinking about this, it's a 3 fate swing. So Victor brings him up. It's 2 fate and an action. Now, he's not unkillable. Like a Rakir can kill him in one hit, right? Like one, he can charge in, do 5 damage, poison him, blow him up, right? Like
exactly. And you get the fate pack, so it's not like you're spending anything.
That's a 3. Yeah, it's right. It's a 3 fate turnaround. And you get a level as well. So I played him yesterday against Jeff. And I got to tell you, Dog Khan went nuts, right? Jeff just didn't get a chance to deal with him, and he got into his back line, and Jeff had Alan Deere and Astario, and he just went nuts. He was just carving them up. Like, it was so good to see. But if you just get a hold of him and kill him, and for Victor to spend 2 fate again to bring him back, that's quite a big one. And D3 plus 2. Absolutely. The Eldritch Discharge, D3 plus 2 damage. If you roll a 5 or a 6 and he does 5 damage, Victor's pretty screwed. Like,
he's two Astario crits.
Yeah, it's huge. So it's like
from death.
So there you go. So you're like, yeah, it's a real risk, and this is exactly what we wanted with him. He's a real risk reward kind of guy. So
Victor loves to live dangerously.
He does.
I think he's fantastic. I think he's a great hero. I think Dorga Khan really makes it a choice about whether or not you. Yeah. I mean, Dorga Khan is really good, but the risk associated with it makes you take a second and think, okay, is this going to be my game plan? Right? Yeah. You have to think very carefully every game. You're going to be like, okay, if this guy has a warband, my opponent is bringing a warband that can trivially remove a Dorga Khan, then it's not going to be worth it.
You're not
going to
bring him. But yeah, that's right.
But if I can find a place for him, if I'm playing on a particular map and my opponent has maybe some squishies hanging around in the back line and I can find a lane to get him around the side from behind, then maybe it'll be worth investing all of my starting fate, as in my turn 1 and turn 2 fate that I get for play.
And if you bring him out early, to the way I did it, I talked about Shan dragging Fazeel. I killed Ashtooth, so I got two fate in the first turn, which I spent on Dorgakhan. But if you don't do that, and you've only got a Gloom or an Ashtooth, like a one fate monster, you're not buying any magical artifacts to start the game. Like, there's a massive negative to get this guy in play.
Yeah, but plus also you're basically making sure that your other heroes aren't going to be getting any fate. Right. For turn two, which sometimes is the most important turn for, like, you know, if I get a really good telekinesis off from Kavado on turn two, that can just get me like a free kill.
And right obviously there. Turn two, you need to get a soul, so for turn three you get fate, right? Like turn two is a very crucial turn.
To re-roll the soul gaze,
yeah,
and you fluff your dice roll,
yeah,
which happens, then all of a sudden this big investment can
So
costly.
We're super happy with him. He's been amazing to play with in playtesting. So Nightflyers told me that Warfare Weekend's in November, so almost certain Dogkind will be available by then.
Nice.
And I'm hoping Fazeel will be as well. But yeah, that's the goal. So but by the end of the year, we will have three more heroes. So we'll have, what will that be, 31 heroes out plus Dogkind. So that'll be amazing. Because he's also the monster, right? The model's the same. So if you buy him, you can use him as
a victim. Monster's just savage. And
The monster's savage. So there's no special rules around Victor having to choose before the game. He can bring up Algrath or Dorgkhan as he sees fit. He's got access to both of them every game. Because people are asking...
Yeah, he has all of the books, you know. Yeah. He has one book. He has one book for summoning, you know, Neptune-like... you know, swamp thing demons, and then he has another one for summoning Gene Simmons guitar wielding rock demons.
That's right. So we're super excited. We love the warlock theme, you know, the class, and we're looking forward to bringing out warlocks in the future. So
I'm loving the warlocks right now. I'm actually painting my Victor right now.
Oh, there you go.
I posted some shots in the Discord. So this is the first model I am actually painting the base and the model separately. Normally, I don't do that under any circumstances.
But Victor's base is amazing, right? Like, it's detailed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so I wanted to get the stuff on the floor nicely done. So I figured I'd do it separately. Cool. And so now I'm finished that part with the little cat. And now I'm painting the model itself. And he's should be finishing him this coming week. So I'll post some pics. To join my, my demon blade wielding sticks.
Oh, he looks great, by the way. What blades were they? What model are they from?
They're from a GW Age of Sigmar Chaos Cavalry.
Yeah, he looks good. I was impressed.
Yeah, the champion dudes that they have that lead the squads, they have, like, you know, fancy demon swords.
Yep.
And the scale of the chaos, not the infantry is scale too small.
Yep.
So it looks kind of puny, but the cavalry models have are slightly bulkier and have bigger weapons, and it fit his, because he's quite sleek, he's quite thin.
Yeah.
So that kind of it fit him perfectly in terms of scale.
That looked amazing. Yeah, I was it's good. Great. The Discord channel, the painting channel part of our Discord channel is crazy good. There's so many good picks going up there of all different types of heroes. So yeah, jump on the Discord, guys. It's the links on our website. It's amazing. I think we've got a close to 100 and something people now, 150 or something. So there's a lot of good chatter on there. You can get Vassal games really easy. So yeah, check it out. So pretty pumped for the morning. I'm going to go to bed soon. And then in the morning, I'm waking up. We've got a big stream tomorrow with Jeffrey. We're doing a game. We're going to be revealing Dorgkhan, the summon card to everyone, plus illustration. Super pumped. It's going to be great. So yeah, tomorrow we're doing that, and we'll be launching the pre-sales of Jaeger as well. So I'm looking at the time now. It'll be just under 13 hours, I think. He'll be up there.
Hey boys, set your stopwatches.
Let's get Jaeger happening. All right, George, anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's about it. I'm really happy right now. I'm modeling, I'm painting, I'm playing. I love the new maps. I love the new Scorched Earth map. It's so exciting. It's so much depth. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wrote an article for it.
Ah, cool.
prior to my game, I haven't published this article, but yeah. I wrote an article to it prior to my game with Chunky, where I walked through like all of like the first turn movements for my entire warband on based on every single swamp map. But cool. I may have told the story before, but I only got to map 4 in my preparation.
And then you played 5 against him.
And then we rolled up map 5. So I wasn't ready.
That is so funny. That's so funny. But
what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and cover, I'm going to try and go back, redo it. Because I basically used, I pick a warband, I go on Vassal, and then I plot out all of the first turn moves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I can show the geometry of the map and how it interacts, and then my plans for turn 2. And I was thinking about doing that for all of the 6 map variants for a sample warband to give people some idea of the different options and possibilities you have for this map, because they really are.
It's amazing. I mean, and Vassal's amazing for exciting. Doing that too. Like Vassal's such a good
exactly.
tool.
Yeah, just try some stuff out. You know, especially with, and you got to do it with your warband as well, because sometimes there's a really big difference between speed 3, speeds 4, and speed 5. You know, there are some things that speed 5 heroes can do or Pathfinder heroes can do that nobody else can do. Like I think on the bottom position on the Scorched Earth map where you have a little forest, I think there are positions there that if you have Pathfinder, then you can walk through to the forest and be on the teleportation pit on the other side and contesting particular shrines.
Yeah.
Whereas if you don't have Pathfinder, the geometry just makes it impossible.
But, yeah.
So it's really, really interesting stuff.
Yeah. And I was talking on Discord earlier today how amazing it is for the game that as a designer we can bring out a new map, like, and it could completely change the way the meta, the way the game plays. It could change heroes who are, you know, changes who's strong, who's not, and the depth in the maps. And it's real, it is kind of unique. I know that in other games you have like Steamroller packs come out for War Machine where they have different scenarios, but it doesn't feel the same as when we bring out a new map.
Like they don't do stuff like, oh, we made a scenario where Krix is super powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, we made a scenario where it happens that, you know, Rhett is all of a sudden much stronger than it was. But on this other map, Rhett is really weak and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And the thing is, if you did that, it'll damage the game because you're disadvantaging players. But in our game where you have no factions, changing the strength of heroes is like, well, yeah, anyone, it's available to every player. Everyone
can do it.
And
if you don't like it, you can ban it.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. So it's really good for us. I think we're looking at a cadence of one a year in terms of maps. That'd be the quickest cadence we would do. We don't want to flood it, but
I think especially with the maps as complex as they are, if they were simpler, if they were really simple, I would say like one every 6 months, right? Yeah. If it was just like, you know, here's a forest, here is a rock, here is a flag, right? You can crank one of those out every 6 months, but that's not exciting. That doesn't change the meta, doesn't give you depth. You want something that has new elements, that has interactive elements, that has really complex, dangerous, asymmetrical terrain, and all that kind of stuff. And it takes a year for people to kind of get used to it, to learn strategies, for the meta to evolve, to cope with those strategies, and then for people to actually try it out in real life and in tournaments and that kind of stuff.
100%. And Kiriakos just said, it's exciting the fact that you're not just waiting for heroes or monsters, which is two things, and that's normally one more than other games because there's no neutral monsters in a lot of games, but you also can get maps as well. So there's three things.
I've never been excited about terrain before ever. In that's any funny. Other game system. It's not like, oh guys, do you hear they're releasing some barricades? Oh wow, that's going to completely change up my game style. No, it's not. But in this game, it's like, have you seen the new map? Yeah. Have you played on it? Yeah, it's amazing. This you know, like, I love Scorched Earth because like it just it's all me, man, with the teleportation circles.
Yeah.
I just love that. I love teleporting around places and having like you know, all these options and stuff. So for me, that's fantastic. I love it. I haven't been this excited about just a mouse mat in a long time.
It's a good mouse mat. So all the EU guys who did buy pre-order it, it's all on their way. It's just taking a bit longer, but they've been shipped for about a week. So hopefully they'll turn up next week for everybody.
They should turn up this week. Normally it's about 2 weeks from Australia to the main distribution centers in Western Europe, and then, you know, 1 or 2 more days from there.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that wraps up the show, episode 13. Thanks, George. I have talked about doing a Origins podcast with Colin. I'll definitely do that. I didn't do it because my microphone broke and it's been shit for about a week, but I got a brand new one today, so I'm pumped. So I will get Colin and do that. He's keen. Now, this is my next 3 days, just for those that to make a bit of jealousy. So tomorrow I've got the stream with Jeff where I'm playing a game and releasing everything. Saturday is a tournament in Sydney that I'm going to. I know Colin Hill's going to go, Jeff's going, a bunch of guys, Byron's going, a bunch of guys from Sydney, so that's super exciting. We've got that store in the center of Sydney, which is really cool. So it'll be good exposure for the game as well. That's Saturday. Sunday night, the big grand final of the Vassal League against Chunky. So the next 3 days, I'm interspersing that with family and children, but the next 3 days, I've got 3 awesome judgment things to do. So
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if maybe we can get that live streamed and commentated.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that'd be fantastic. We can do that. I've got the you just get on the
Is Jeff going to be available to
commentate? Yeah, he should be. Yeah, he should be. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So we can talk trash about you guys whilst you guys play Judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's perfect. I could do the way we could do it. If you get on a Skype call with Jeff and me, but I won't listen to it, I'll put that through the audio to the people who are watching, and I'll get on Discord and do that through Chunky. That's how we do it.
Perfect.
Or on the phone because he's local. So we him and I can do that without hearing you guys, and you. It'll be put, and if you wanted to, I could even have our voices coming
through.
We'll
be able to hear you because we'll be in your Discord channel, but we'll be mic muted to Discord.
Yeah,
so that you won't hear us.
Yep. All right.
Exciting.
So we'll try to tee that up. That'd be great.
Yeah. So that'll be on Sunday, roughly this time.
Yep. Nightfly said he'll be available because he does night shift, so he's going to be. He could commentate with you and Jeff as well if you wanted to. So that'd be fantastic.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, we can have we can have a European, Australian, North American co-commentated stream finals for the Vassal League.
You get all 3 metas commentating about
all 3 metas
as I'm smashing Chunky around the scorched earth universe.
Oh boy.
All right.
He says full of confidence before halfway through turn 2 realizing his mistake.
We'll see. All right, everyone. Thanks for the guys who watched live. Thanks everyone who listens. We get pretty good, really good viewership, listeners through the week. So it's fantastic. Thanks for the support. Anybody got any questions or anything, just hit up George and I. We're on Discord all the time. You'll find us, no problem at all.
Just post if you have any comments about the show, go on the Discord podcast channel and just shoot us questions, comments, remarks, what ideas for what you want us to play. You know, me and Guns, we're both always open to suggestions about what to play, and you know, we'll try it out for you guys and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we will. All right. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. That's episode 13 wrap, and we will speak to you next week. Cheers.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.